Hello, and welcome to RWA University's podcast on productivity, Writing Smarter, Faster, Better. In this podcast, we're going to bring you tips from authors on how to improve the quality of your writing life and boost your productivity. I'm historical romance author Joanna Shoup. My guest for this episode is Sky Warren. Sky is the New York Times best-selling author of dangerous romances, such as the Endgame trilogy. Her books have been featured in Jezebel, BuzzFeed, USA Today Happily Ever After, Glamour, and Elle magazine. She makes her home in Texas with her loving family, sweet dogs, and evil cat. Find out more about Sky at skywarren.com. Sky, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Joanna. I'm happy to be here.
You are someone I think of who's done a great job at giving back to the romance community, whether it's through the videos that you post on Facebook or your conference or the author newsletter that you put out. And you seem to manage all this while still continuing your thriving romance writing career. So how do you find ways to accomplish so much in your limited time?
So I thought that I would specifically talk about Facebook ads because I see a lot of people asking questions about it, and sort of it's been just so important to my career. I probably couldn't emphasize enough how big it's been for my career. And so that's why I like to talk about it, because I think that it's a powerful tool.
And it seems to constantly change as well, based on what Facebook is doing to the algorithms and their software.
Right, right. And then there's, you know, sort of a lot of conflicting information too. So, so I just would like to share kind of what the way that I approach it. The overall theme would be Facebook ads in 15 minutes a day. So I kind of want to emphasize that this is something that we can get a lot out of, but doesn't need to take a lot of time, and really kind of shouldn't. You know, it's possible to fall too far into that rabbit hole. Just like, you know, with giving back and just like with anything, there's a too far level. And so we want to obviously keep our focus on writing our books. So the first thing I wanted to say about Facebook ads is that it is fundamentally a creative endeavor. So a lot of people think, you know, I'm using my creative side for writing, and then I have to go over here to use my left brain side for Facebook ads. But really, creating ads is creative. And that's actually one of the reasons why it would be very hard to, you know, when people say, oh, I'm gonna get my assistant to do my Facebook ads, I'm gonna get my husband to do my Facebook ads, because if you wouldn't trust that person to create your blurb for your book or to create the cover, then it doesn't make sense for them to create the copy for your ad or the image for your ad either. This is part of the creative process. Which actually makes it more accessible, I think, because we as authors are very familiar with the content of our books, with the way that we like to present it, with what romance readers are looking for. We love talking about, we may not love writing our blurbs, but we definitely love like what's in a blurb. We love the story and we love covers. So that makes like Facebook ads, I think, more accessible. It's not just this thing where you have to go in and look at numbers all day. It's very creative.
Because you're looking for the right image and the right hook.
Yeah, and I don't even really look at it as looking for. I look at it as coming up with 5, 10, 30 different ways to talk about my book, because those already exist, right? Like if you take a book that is, let's say, contemporary romance, and it's a little bit sexy, and it's a little bit funny, and you know, maybe there's even a suspense element. Book is all these things, and you sort of, you know, give it to, let's say, a publisher, and it's only going to come out with sort of one branding strategy, right? It's either going to be a rom-com, or it's going to be erotic, you know, like erotic romance with like a really sexy cover. But it could come out in 30 different ways. There are, you know, 30 different types of covers, 30 different branding strategies that they could use for this one book. And so you have to sort of pick one, right? When you're going to come up with your cover and when you come up with your blurb, you have to pick one. But with Facebook ads, you don't have to pick. You can use every single one that you think of, and the readers tell you which one they want to click on most. And so when I talk about Facebook ads in 15 minutes a day, here's how I would, like, on a very practical, hands-on level, spend that 15 minutes. So the first day you show up into your Facebook ads and you say, create ad, because you don't have anything running yet, right? So you create an ad, and Facebook already gives you they say, you can create an ad and you can pick this text, but here are six images. Like they're from the beginning encouraging you to test. Okay. So they say, here's six images and we will run them for you. And we will tell you which one readers want to click on most. Okay. And they tell you that through the click-through rate. And higher click-through rate means more readers clicked on it. And then they will actually take it a step further. And if they're in the same ad set, which by default they are, they will only show the best one. Okay, so Facebook is our partner in this because they are focused on the user experience, and the user experience is the best if readers are actually seeing ads they like and clicking on them and actually buying your book. If you start off an ad and you give it six images, Facebook will do this where they will test them for you and only run the one that is the best, right? So that's what you would do on day one. Pick off an ad that has six images and fill out the copy to the best of your ability. And then you walk away, okay? And so then the next day, you show up again because you're ready to give another 15 minutes to this. And you say, okay, here's how they did. This image did the best, this image did the worst. So then you take the image that did the best and you say, duplicate that ad. Like literally you hit the duplicate button and you duplicate it, but you say, now I am going to change the headline. So before my headline said must read romance, and now my headline will say like free series starter, right? And I'll see which one is more clicky. And so you hit published. And so 15 minutes is kind of even almost an extended time period that you would need that would include like sitting down, opening up your browser, hitting ad manager, because you know in the end, you're just actually gonna sit there, hit duplicate, create a new headline, hit publish, and then walk away for that day. And then you come back the next day and you say, okay, here is the image that worked the best. Here is the copy that worked the best. Now I'm going to duplicate this ad set and try it with a new target. Okay, so there's only three things that can make a Facebook ad successful: the image, the copy, and the target. And so we test each of those separately. And that is the process of iterating and testing. And so really, even in every single industry, if you just sort of look around, you know, general information on how to be successful with Facebook ads, testing and iterating is going to come up across the board. Because at the end of the day, when we say, oh, image, you know, readers will love this image the best, readers will love this tagline the best, that's fundamentally a guess. Okay, so Facebook ads are going to tell us for sure, this is what readers actually like to click on the most. So, you know, when you come back and you sit down at your desk and you open up Ad Manager on the fourth day, you will have this ad that has the best image and the best copy and the best target. You will know, and the way that you'll know is because it gets the best click-through, right? Because the readers are telling you, I liked this copy the best. I liked this image the best. And, you know, and these are the authors that are similar to you, right? And so we don't sort of have to guess anymore because they can tell us. And so you have that ad and that's great. And so the question is that a profitable ad? And that is going to depend on a lot of things. The bottom line comes down to sales, right? Like if you're spending $10 a day, is it earning you back more than $10 in royalties? The exact formula for that is going to depend on the way that you publish and what your royalties are. And you're also going to look at sell through for your series. So I'm not really going to go into specifically how you will figure out whether it's profitable, but you can figure out whether it's profitable. You look at how much you're spending and how much it's making you. And the thing is here, and this is the really important part, and this is why I said 15 Facebook ads in 15 minutes a day and not just Facebook ads in 3 days. Because you will have an ad that, let's say, is not profitable. Even though you use the best copy and the best image and the best target, for whatever reason, you're spending $10 and you're only getting back $6. So we say, this is not profitable, right? And this is where a lot of authors stop. They say, that didn't work, and they turn it off. And they're stopping the process because the process is not done. And so then I say, okay, I take the best copy and the best target, and now let me come up with five new images. And I'm going to compare them against the one that was the best. And so I keep going like that. When you say Facebook ads in 15 minutes a day, it's image, copy, target. Image, copy, target. image, copy, target, and you keep going until you have a profitable ad. And what's more, you can actually keep going until you have a more profitable ad. So let's say you are spending $10 and you're getting back $15. You say, that's great. I'm definitely willing to do that. You know, anytime I can hand someone $10 and get back $15, I'm going to go for that, right? You know, but on the flip side, I might say, you know, I think that I have some more ideas for other images that would represent this book. I have more ideas for other copy that might work for this book. And so you keep iterating until you're spending $10 and getting $20 back. So it's Facebook ads in 15 minutes a day, but the key there is that those days don't stop. It's the consistency that makes it work.
Well, I think that's great. I've been furiously taking notes and I can't wait to go try my ads, because I'm one of those people where I end up turning it off thinking it's not working. And then I just kind of take my marbles and go home. So, all right, Skye, thank you so much for your time today on RWA University's podcast on productivity.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to everyone for listening. And for more podcasts and other RWA University resources, check out the education section at rwa.org.